You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC at 5:57. Good evening. I'm Mark Garber. Our coverage of the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy continues. Sometimes going through challenges like this, like many have endured these days since Sandy, brings people closer together. Storyteller Adam Wade has this story about him, his landlady, and his sister.
I'm Adam Wade, a 37-year-old, 9-year native of Hoboken. I was among one of the fortunates to go through Hurricane Sandy with only just a little water damage in my apartment. The worst for me was losing power on Monday night, and as of Saturday, our block was still without it. Now, for the past 2 years, I've lived by myself on the top floor of a 3-story apartment building. My 80-year-old Italian landlady, Marie, lives on the second floor, and her 85-year-old sister, Teresa, lives on the first floor. And over the 2 years I've lived there, we've gotten really close. I mean, they cook for me every Sunday afternoon, usually like meatballs and gravy, and I try to return the favor. I get them chocolates and bottles of ginger ale. Each night since the power went off at around 8 p.m., I've gone to their apartments, I've said goodnight, and I've let them kiss me on the cheek. In days following Sandy, my friends that have had heat and power have offered me places to stay, but I couldn't leave Marie and Teresa. As they've said many times, I'm the man of the house. I return home on Saturday from charging my phone, and Marie and Teresa are in the hallway. The Elysian Cafe has chicken sandwiches and lentil soup. Do you want me to go get some? I offered. Marie laughed. Come on, we have more macaroni here than we know what to do with. I laughed back at her, and I let them both kiss me on the cheek, and I headed back up to my apartment. A few hours later, at 10 o'clock, after 5 days, we got power back, and I danced around. I turned on all the lights on in the apartment, and I felt the radiator, and it was getting warm. I opened the door to my apartment, and on the first and second floor, it was quiet. Marie and Teresa had already gone to bed. They'd have to wait until the morning for the good news. I awoke this morning in a warm apartment with 3 less blankets, and I took my first hot shower in the week to the sounds of Marie and Teresa talking in Italian in the hallway.